Well, good morning. My name is Brandy Maddox. I'm with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and on behalf of my colleagues, I'll be talking today about an evaluation we conducted to look at stakeholders' perspectives of a dual rapid HIV syphilis diagnostic test in undergoing field evaluation in Malawi. So this will be a little more qualitative than quantitative about scaling that up nationwide. So as a bit of background, there is a high prevalence of HIV and syphilis among pregnant women attending antenatal care in Machinga District, or southern region of Malawi, up to 12.9% HIV prevalence and 3.7% for syphilis. And the World Health Organization recommends at least 95% of pregnant women receive syphilis testing at their first antenatal care visit. Syphilis testing is a part of the recommended basic antenatal care services package, and thus testing of antenatal care attendees for syphilis is also a marker of the quality of provision of essential antenatal care services. So in Malawi, the National Antenatal Care Guidelines stipulate all pregnant women should receive testing for syphilis at their first visit. And in-country antenatal care services are provided free of charge. And while pregnant women routinely receive HIV testing, only about 10% are tested for syphilis. In Malawi, the current or standard rapid test for HIV and syphilis consists of a single cartridge test, which is similar to that first picture on the right. And the rapid test, the rapid tests are determine HIV-1-2 and determine syphilis. And the confirmatory test for HIV is Unigold HIV-1-2 rapid test, but there's not a confirmatory test for syphilis. So this was a job aid that was used as part of the field evaluation, and it's an at-a-glance comparison of the current standard determined HIV and determined syphilis test to the ChemBio dual HIV syphilis rapid test, the DPP rapid test, which is in the last column. And there just are a few differences to note here. One is in the required sample collection value for the dual test, from a 50 microliter specimen to 5 microliter specimen. Also, the dual test requires the use of two different buffers at two different locations on the cartridge. And while the total incubation period for both single cartridge and dual test is about 15 minutes, ChemBio requires two separate timed incubation periods. The storage conditions are similar, with the dual test providing a slightly longer shelf life. So this was a subcomponent of a larger field evaluation. ChemBio proved to perform relatively well in a laboratory setting, and thus a larger field evaluation was conducted to assess performance of the test in a real-world setting among women attending an antenatal care clinic in Malawi, Machinga District Hospital, which is in rural Malawi. And actually, my colleague, Dr. Jenny Bowen, will be presenting findings from on the test performance and performance characteristics as part of today's poster session. So if you want to know more about the numbers and the performance, I encourage you to speak with her at her poster this evening. So as part of that subcomponent, our goal and our aim was to look at the perspectives of healthcare workers and prevention of mother-to-child transmission stakeholders involved in the procurement, administration, and processing and decision making for using the dual rapid diagnostic test. And we also hope to assess potential barriers to national scale up of the novel dual platform rapid diagnostic test, which would integrate syphilis and HIV onto one device. And we also documented the perceptions and experiences with HIV and syphilis testing among pregnant women attending the antenatal care clinic. However, today I'll just focus on the first two objectives. So from June to July 2015, we conducted semi-structured interviews with stakeholders in both the field and non-field evaluation sites in the central and southern regions of Malawi, covering topics such as RDT importance, concerns using or procuring the dual RDT, and their recommendations for national scale-up. So as far as data analysis, we followed standard processes for analysis of qualitative data, using dual coding and to identify key stakeholder perspectives, and we manage the data in Vivo 10. So I'll talk a little bit about the findings. So we conducted 15 interview sessions among 25 healthcare providers, laboratorians, Ministry of Health leaders, and agency representatives, so partners or donors, working in prevention of mother-to-child transmission in country. And four main topics categorized our discussions, and these were acceptability, feasibility, sustainability, and recommendations for improvements to the device. So in the first category, acceptability, participants generally viewed the test favorably, citing the importance of dual RDTs for preventing missed opportunities for syphilis diagnosis and treatment, improving infant outcomes, and increasing syphilis testing coverage. And participants also believed the test could increase the perceived value of the syphilis test given its integration with the more routine and, should I say, respected HIV test. And so with feasibility, those trained to use the test felt confident in their ability to conduct the test correctly. They felt comfortable with that. And the stakeholders largely agreed that the antenatal care setting was the most appropriate setting for the use of the dual rapid diagnostic test compared to other settings, such as if a person came in just on a walk-in basis and wanted to be tested for HIV or syphilis. And participants also believe the dual tests may prevent syphilis test stockouts resulting from the national prioritization of HIV test procurement. And some of the primary technical concerns that they expressed were about the additional procedural steps, so using the two buffers and the possibility that testers may not adhere to the required waiting times, so that incubation period before interpreting the results, and also difficulty reading and interpreting the test results lines, which we heard a little bit about in the first presentation. So feasibility of the test would need to be demonstrated by way of cost savings for switching from a single cartridge to the dual platform rapid diagnostic test. And when we looked at sustainability, what we heard were that participants thought national scale-up would require intensive and refresher training of testers, as some testers could leave or move around, and so they would need to continue to have that refresher training. And clarity on populations to be tested, revisions to testing guidelines and the algorithm, though we did hear that that wouldn't be so much of an issue, that it could be a direct swap for the current single cartridge test, so they didn't anticipate that that would be an issue. And also the need for a reliable supply chain, similar to the test, the HIV test. They have that process down and are able to procure that relatively easily, and they would just want to ensure that if the dual test would follow something similar. Also, Ministry of Health funding would be necessary because most strongly believe that pregnant women would be unable or unwilling to pay for a rapid diagnostic test to offset that cost if that were to be considered, given the fact that services are provided free of charge. And the number of facilities that would have to transition to the use of the dual test as part of scale-up could be a potential challenge, and that would require some uniform coordination. So lastly, when we looked at the primary suggestions for improvements to the dual RDT, we heard that they would like to see the decrease in the number of the different buffers and wells that were required to perform the test, also darker result lines and perhaps different colors to designate the disease-specific result. So, one color for HIV or syphilis, and also changing the order of results from syphilis-HIV control to HIV-syphilis control, as this is how testing in the current name of the test is often referred to, HIV and syphilis. Increasing the size of the test results window on the cartridge and the size of the etched print, or making that darker so it could be more easily readable, and including additional buffer bottles per package, because the package comes with 20 test kits, but one bottle of each buffer, and they just felt that if they had that extra in case the testers used too much each time, that they wouldn't be left with five kits but no buffer bottles. And then also a built-in timer to prevent results from being read too early. So there are a few limitations just to keep in mind, such as the response bias from those we interviewed. And then also some interviews were conducted jointly with two or more people from one group or agency, and this may have influenced how they did respond or did not respond to some of her questions. And the results of the dual RDT at the time that we shared with them of the performance from the field evaluation were preliminary, not final. And so that may have limited the extent to which they expressed their perceptions of the test. So just to summarize, stakeholders largely support implementation of a dual HIV syphilis rapid diagnostic test as a feasible alternative to current antenatal testing. National scale-up would require addressing perceived barriers, negotiating changes to existing algorithms and guidelines, and Ministry of Health support and funding to support training of staff and procurement of supplies. And where feasible, modifications to the RDT could help ensure it is more tester-friendly. So I'd just like to acknowledge the interview participants and collaborators at the Ministry of Health, as well as colleagues who have contributed to the evaluation. And I'll just leave you here with some quotes from participants, as well as my contact information, and thank you for your attention.
Thanks, Brandy. Do we have questions for Brandy? So this is not available in the U.S. Do you know if anybody is talking about making it available in the U.S.? I think they did a few trials here, and maybe the performance wasn't exactly what they were looking for. Do you have any insight on that?
Well, there's a Kimbio rep.
Would you go to the?
That might be the most appropriate person to answer the question.
Hi, I'm Marjorie Rothenberg from Kimbio Diagnostics. And the DPP HIV syphilis test is undergoing clinical trials right now in
Excellent.
The U.S.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yay!
Yay!
All right. Thank you.
Just a really quick question. Sure. I'm Ashley Carter from Virginia. I thought that this Kimbio test used an optical reader.
Nope.
Is that a different one?
In the U.S., we are doing trials with a reader.
Okay.
And outside the U.S., it is currently being sold without a reader. So
thank you.
All right, thanks. Thanks, everyone. We'll see.